News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Almost half of families going without or cutting down on basic essentials. That's the headline on the new Barnardo's report, their Cost of Living 2025 report. Barnardo's National Policy Manager Stephen Moffat joins us now. Stephen, tell us what you found in your survey.
So what we found is that unfortunately families are still really struggling to provide themselves and their children with basic essentials. So one in five families are saying that they're having to cut back or go without heating, similar number around electricity and similar number around food. 40% of parents saying they're having to cut back or go without clothing for themselves and their children. You know, so real basic essentials that parents are really just struggling to provide their children. On top of that, you see, you know, one third of parents have gone into arrears on their energy bills because of low incomes. 40% of parents saying they're having to borrow just to provide their children with essentials. So it's really, really stark figures, given, you know, how well the economy's done over the past couple of years.
Yeah. Can I ask what some people might say is an unpalatable question? Is there a danger when you're doing a survey like this that you're accused of asking leading questions, that people are more inclined to say, yeah, things are tough? Is there that danger, and how do you avoid that?
Yeah, there absolutely is, you know, and that's where we've had to look at questions and make sure that, you know, we're not asking questions in which, you know, people are definitely more inclined to give an affirmative answer. So we ask over a certain period of time. We also try and back up surveys with, you know, talking directly to parents and interviewing parents, particularly across our services. So, you know, and we appreciate that parents in our services, you know, might be coming from slightly lower incomes, but that's really given a representation of those who are struggling, what sort of struggles they're really facing.
Are we looking at a two-tier Ireland now? Because, and I don't say this in any glib way, but, you know, the airport is rammed, restaurants are rammed. There are people with, you know, driving lots of new cars. There's a lot of this, but the shops are busy. And yet, when you look at the survey, there are people struggling to make ends meet. Is it a two-tier Ireland?
I'd actually argue it's probably a three-tier Ireland. So you'd have the families who are really struggling, who have been on low incomes for long periods of time, have always struggled with to provide their children and themselves with essentials, basic essentials. You then have a tier, actually, who probably appeared over the last number of years. It's probably been growing over the last 5 years, who were probably just about doing okay or felt themselves doing okay. Cost of living crisis really had an impact on them. Their wages didn't grow in line with inflation. So their money wasn't going as far. They were being pulled into deprivation.
Now, wages are growing, we should say. Wages have grown pretty healthily in the last number of years, in real terms as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is where I'd say there's a cohort where those wages haven't matched the cost of living increases. And so for that cohort, you know, they're the ones who are just missing out on social welfare support, and they're the ones who've been pulled probably into elements of deprivation.
We did see previous data showing relative poverty had dropped in recent times. This kind of contradicts that a little bit, does it?
So it does. I mean, the most recent stats that we'd have is that consistent poverty is actually, for children, has gone up quite substantially over the last year. Deprivation remains static. This is CSO statistics for 2024. I think what we're showing is that, you know, when parents are asked over a certain period of time, you know, and it's getting to talk about sort of all-encompassing how their quality of life is in terms of providing essentials, you know, they are really struggling. And it's one of the things that, you know, what our survey is able to explore is how parents are feeling themselves about, you know, providing essentials. You know, so that's where you get, you know, a quarter of parents saying they're always worried about providing their children with essentials, 20% saying they're really worried about the next 6 months. And that's just really stark. The parents really think things are actually getting worse rather than better.
And yes, the big issue we've had dominating the headlines in the last couple of weeks in relation to the upcoming budget is about the reversal of the €1,000 reduction on third level fees, which is only paid by 50% of students, the wealthier 50%. Does that make you slightly despair that that's the issue that is being focused on?
We know that, you know, parents are struggling across the board. There is probably a cohort that are probably doing quite well. As you mentioned, that would be the third tier.
I think you have to be making €115,000 a year now, household income, before you have to pay the full whack of fees.
Yeah. And so, sorry, coming back, like, absolutely, what we want government to really be focusing on is those who are on the lowest incomes, those who are really struggling, the families who are definitely going without, particularly those, you know, cohorts like lone parent families, families where there's disability within the families who are really struggling with additional costs. So, you know, we would like government to be focusing on those. You know, we do appreciate that our families might be struggling around college fees, and it is an issue across families. We don't want to take away from that. But we don't want that necessarily always to be conflated with, you know, the really low-income families who are struggling with basic essentials.
Okay. Well, look, thanks for coming into us this morning. Barnardo's National Policy Manager, Stephen Moffat. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.